Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 16th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we are having a beautiful day. Today's message is titled, But We See. The scripture text is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12.
Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
Well, we, like most of you, have several mirrors in our home. Above our bathroom sinks for grooming purposes, and sliding closet doors paneled with mirrors. But our favorite is a large decorative mirror in our dining room we purchased several years ago in Williamsburg, Virginia. In fact, we use it quite a bit for a photo backdrop of visiting friends, and we have posted these photos here on the site. Our mirrors are suitable for the purpose we have for them, but compared to the most precise mirrors, they're pretty rough.
For instance, the mirrors on the Hubble spacecraft are very smooth and have precisely shaped reflecting surfaces. They were ground so that their surfaces do not deviate from a perfect curve by more than 1/800,000th of an inch. If Hubble's primary mirror were scaled up to the diameter of the Earth, the biggest bump would be only 6 inches tall.
The mirrors in the ancient world were of polished metal, probably bronze, and quite inferior to our mirrors today. In fact, we have a photo of one that's obviously not polished. The images the ancients saw were unclear, where reflections were dark, indistinct, and imperfect. This too describes the state of our present knowledge of divine things. They're at times imperfect and incomplete, but the time will come when our vision is unimpaired. The veil will be lifted and the obscure made crystal clear.
Does your analytical mirror cast dark, indistinct, and imperfect images today? Those images might be reflections of a troubled relationship, an unsettled church matter, a work-related difficulty, an inner struggle with self, or a host of other ongoing yet murky troubles one deals with.
Well, we live about 50 miles from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and periodically we visit the famous battlefield from the Civil War. We walked through the cemetery where Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address several years ago and saw this simple expression of faith found on the tomb of a chaplain who served in the war. Quoting him, or quoting the tombstone, "We see through a glass darkly, but we see."
The first part of the phrase is surely based upon the daily text of Scripture. And again, I quote, "Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." End quote. The Apostle Paul is candidly writing of the partial understanding we have on this side. As we walk in faith, we may indeed describe it as seeing darkly and knowing only in part.
This is particularly true when we're going through a trial, and is keenly felt when other people are undergoing the same or a similar type trial. Yet the murky reflection they see in their mirror may not match ours. We see Jesus only partially now through the mirror of his word, but one day we will see him with perfect clarity, face to face. What a day! What a glorious day that will be!
C.H. Spurgeon makes an interesting assertion that we couldn't handle this greater knowledge on this side of eternity. And I quote, "If we knew more of our own sinfulness, we might be driven to despair. If we knew more of God's glory, we might die of terror. If we had more understanding, unless we had equivalent capacity to employ it, we might be filled with conceit and tormented with ambition. But up there, we shall have our minds and our systems strengthened to receive more, without the damage that would come to us here from overleaping the boundaries of order, supremely appointed and divinely regulated."
Well, what especially caught my attention on the chaplain's tombstone was the last phrase, "But we see." That's a powerful perspective. There's so much we don't understand, so many things that make no sense to us at all. Indeed, the tunnel may be deep, dark, and long. And after the tunnel, a storm may prevail. What a wonderful outlook when we can declare the reality of our walk of faith with this expression. But I see.
Let's pray together. Father, your word admonishes us to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. There are many obstacles that will lead us astray as we contend for the faith if our eyes become fixed on the obstacles. Instead, we want to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who set his eyes on the throne of God, enabling him to endure the cross, its shame and agony. Fix our eyes on the goal of heaven, where all will finally be made perfectly clear when we see Jesus face to face. And in the meantime, sustain us through your mercy, grow our faith, and help us to take as many as possible with us to our eternal home in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for our Daily Encouragement Net podcast. This is the message that we have prepared and are sharing on February 16th, Tuesday morning, here from our home office in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We do have some additional materials on the site today that you may find of interest. There are several photos sort of related to the message, a photo of the Hubble spacecraft, and actually did find one of the photos of a group of friends taken in front of our mirror in our dining room. We also have some music we suggest today that we found, and they're available on a YouTube video. One is a song that we alluded to, What a Day That Will Be. It's a beautiful short version by some of the Bill Gaither singers. The song we used at the end of our message today, we didn't read it aloud, but it's The Solid Rock. And there are a couple of others that as people go through the hard times of life and the times when we really don't see clearly, just might be encouraging to you. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This again is the message we prepared for Tuesday, February 16th, 2010. May God help us all to be able to declare, but I see.